Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. Here is the mystery trail. Lika Chang, born 1955, died 2023. Jiawen Lai, born 1898, died 1976. And one more, new to me, but it's important for this puzzle. Huyo Bang, born 1915, died 1989. They represent schools or intentionality or accomplishments or roles within the Chinese Communist Party that begins to resemble to me an outsider reading this history as if it's an imperial court and you need favor of a certain mandarin in order to approach another mandarin or to achieve your goals. I welcome Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute to help me understand these three men and why momentarily on Twitter I can see video of police guarding the childhood home of Lika Chang and in some fashion discouraging tributes to Lika Chang on an important day in China's calendar. Charles, a very good evening to you. I've laid out the mystery. Help me understand why these three men are important now all these years later, and what this police presence means to, in some way, discourage people paying tribute to Lika Chang going a year. Good evening to you, Charles.
Good evening. Well, there seems to be a pattern in Chinese communism of using the Festival of the Dead to pay tribute to leaders who represented a different political vision from the existing political authority. So in the case of the first one that you cited, Zhou Enlai, he died of cancer in 1976. When the Festival of the Dead came, people went to the Monument to Revolutionary Martyrs in Tiananmen Square and put great tributes of flowers and wrote poems in beautiful Chinese calligraphy to commemorate the loss. The thing is that Zhou Enlai was perceived at the time as being someone who was more practical and more dedicated to economic development and more diverse expression of opinion than Mao Zedong, who was still the strongman commander at the time. The demonstration was put down by violence, and Deng Xiaoping, who had returned from exile in the Cultural Revolution, was again sent into obscurity and was accused of having fomented this tribute to beloved Premier Zhou, as he was put at the time. The second one was quite significant. Hu Yaobang died of a heart attack in April 1989, ostensibly at a Politburo meeting while objecting to the implementation of certain policies. And his death then stimulated the June 1989 democracy movement. And we know how that ended, and tragically. This most recent one is really perhaps in some ways more significant because Xi Jinping is currently applying a Stalinist mode to China's what was referred to as opening and reform, opening to the West and allowing for more freedom of expression and different ideas to come to the fore. And I think for some observers, a notion that China would gradually open up and adopt democratic institutions and our issue over China as a force against democracy and civilization in the world would gradually dissipate. So Lika Chang was a member of the Youth League faction. He was the last representative of the Deng Xiaoping vision of China, opening and reform and less ideology in the Politburo. he had been touted before Mr. Xi came along as the potential successor to Hu Yaobang, and he could have been the top man, but Xi assumed that role and then very rapidly into his period of power neutered the premier of the state council, more or less eliminating any authority for non-party state institutions, and Mr. Li was unable to function effectively after, in the same Congress that Hu Jintao was humiliated on the rostrum of the stage at the Great Hall of the People, Mr. Li prematurely lost his premiership and went into obscurity. So, you know, any notion that there was an alternative political vision within the center of power of China was eliminated, and everything was about Mr. Xi, who's become increasingly Stalinist and attempting to eliminate from Chinese history the legacy of opening and reform and Deng Xiaoping, and going back to him as the successor to Mao Zedong. Mr. Li then in retirement, was moving around the country and making tribute to Mr. Deng Xiaoping, notably visiting his 20-foot-high statue in Shenzhen and making a speech about reform and opening, and making some statements about, the necessity for respecting the will of the people and that kind of thing. Then he mysteriously dies in October of a heart attack while swimming in a guest house in Shanghai. Subsequently, now we have the Festival of the Dead. And evidently, the government is extremely worried about people repeating what happened in 1976 and 1989, and have engaged in extreme measures to prevent any kind of commemoration of Mr. Xi. No flowers, no calligraphy, and they seem to have been successful in this. But it does indicate that, you know, the idea that Mr. Xi's leadership is solid in China is belied by the fact that they have to go to such lengths to prevent citizens' challenges to his Stalinist line.
Gordon, you have a question. Festival of the Dead. I learned things. Thank you. Gordon?
Yeah, Qingming. And really, this highlights something, and that is that the Chinese people are looking for ways to protest. Now, they don't have avenues to do that, at least avenues that are obvious, but they will try to find anything because there's extreme unhappiness right now, especially because of the deterioration of the economy and the dropping of property prices. Property is 70% of represents 70% of the wealth of the Chinese people. Charles, as you were recounting that history, it just struck me that the dead are sometimes more effective. Dead leaders are sometimes more effective in opposition after they have passed away.
I think that there is certainly within, you know, the deep structure of Chinese culture, a notion that figures who have passed away still have authority and that they should come into your dreams and give you guidance. And, you know, and the Festival of the Dead is about sweeping the graves and in some cases taking the actual bones out of a sarcophagus and shining them up and burning spirit money to provide the spirit of the dead with sustenance in their journey in the afterlife. And I think a notion that if you don't respect the dead, that they will come back to haunt you. That you know, it's important that you burn that spirit money and that you show respect for the deceased ancestors. Otherwise they may seek some revenge. So I think that there is more. There is a deep cultural sense of how one should be regarding figures who have passed away, and I think that the observation that you make that they hold more authority and power after they have left this earthly existence and moved into the spirit world has a great deal of presence within, I think, the consciousness of a lot of people in China who have these culturally bound notions of the nature of death and the afterlife.
Charles, you know we have a proverb, pay no attention to the elephant in the room, which is, of course, the only thing you can think about. Does that work in China? Pay no attention to the flowers on Qingming, and so everybody knows about it?
I think that it's effect what's happening. I mean, the fact that people would have observed a very strong police presence around any site that could be used to commemorate Li Keqiang would send a signal to people that, you know, the government is concerned and that there is the hope for a political alternative and going back to the policies of Hu Jintao of relative openness and reform and greater freedoms of expression and greater tolerance of diverse lifestyles and ideas, which under Mr. Xi, you know, over time, it's really becoming like something out of North Korea in a lot of ways in terms of censorship and his reluctance to stimulate the economy by promoting consumption because he's afraid of empowering the civil sector outside of his own control with resources to do things.
And Li Keqiang, will his memory get larger and larger after this, Charles? We have 30 seconds.
I think that that's certainly the case. I mean, you know, the depiction of him in popular life is more democratic and more respectful of the people than in fact the historical data might indicate. So it does take on a certain life of its own, and a kind of myth making is developed to serve contemporary political contention.
Charles Burton is a senior fellow at Synopsis. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.